This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India today took a series of strong measures following Pahalgam terror attack, including suspension of Indus Waters Treaty 1960 and closing of integrated checkpost Attari with immediate effect. The Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, reviewed the overall security situation in its meeting at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence this evening. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme visas. He said any Pakistani national currently in India under SVES visa has 48 hours to leave India. The Foreign Secretary informed that the defence and military, naval and air advisers in the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi have been declared persona non grata. He emphasised that they have a week to leave India. India will be withdrawing its own defence, navy and air advisers from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad. Mr. Misri stated that these posts in the respective High Commissions are deemed annulled. 5 support staff of the service advisers will also be withdrawn from both the High Commissions. The Foreign Secretary said the overall strength of the High Commissions will be brought down to 30 from the present 55 through further reductions by the 1st of next month.
The Cabinet Committee on Security met this evening under the chairmanship of the Honorable Prime Minister. The CCS was briefed in detail on the terrorist attack on 22nd April 2025 in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir, in which 25 Indians and one Nepali citizen were killed. A number of others sustained injuries. The CCS condemned the attack in the strongest terms and expressed its deepest condolences to the families of the victims and hoped for the early recovery of the injured. Strong expressions of support and solidarity have been received from many governments around the world, which have unequivocally condemned this terror attack.
Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi tomorrow in view of the Pahalgam terror attack incident. Sources said the meeting will take place at Parliament House complex at 6 p.m. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that every Indian feels the pain of losing their loved ones in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. He assured all these families and the entire country that these terrorists who killed innocent people will not be spared at all. Home Minister Amit Shah paid the last respects to the deceased. He laid floral wreaths over the bodies of the deceased at police control room in Srinagar. Mr. Shah said the country will not bend to terror and the culprits of this dastardly terror attack will not be spared. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the perpetrators of the Pahalgam attack will soon face a loud and clear response. Addressing a memorial lecture on Marshal of the Indian Air Force Arjun Singh in New Delhi, Mr. Singh reiterated India's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. He said the government will leave no stone unturned to give a befitting reply to those responsible for the Pahalgam attack. Earlier, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the current security situation in the Kashmir Valley with top officials of the three services. The mortal remains of Kochi native N. Ramachandran, who was killed in the terror attack at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir, was brought to the Cochin International Airport this evening. Hundreds of people, including Ministers of State Suresh Gopi, George Kurian, were among those who paid homage at the airport. The funeral will take place on Friday. Amidst heightened trade and policy uncertainties, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra has said that the Indian economy remains less exposed and better placed to withstand spillovers from global growth slowdown, elevated financial markets, volatility and dented consumer and investor confidence as India's growth is driven largely by domestic demand. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated host Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Hyderabad tonight. Mumbai Indians surpassed the target of 144 runs, scoring 146 for 3 wickets in 15.4 overs. Earlier put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 143 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.